Governor Cuomo tried to get the legislature to enact reforms to the state's dysfunctional campaign finance system. It never materialized. When lawmakers adjourned for the year back in June, Cuomo created an anti-corruption commission using his powers under the state's Moreland Act, and he asked the commissioners to report recommendations before the end of the year. Yet, in a final cabinet meeting of 2013, where the governor and his aides listed the highlights of the year, the Moreland Commission and the entire subject of government corruption received just one sentence from Chief of Staff Larry Schwartz.
To restore the public's confidence, we impaneled the Moreland Commission to investigate public corruption.
The Moreland Commission report, which recommends adopting public financing of campaigns and an overhaul of enforcement at the troubled State Board of Elections, was released with little fanfare on a Monday evening after the 6 o'clock newscast had begun. In contrast, the governor braved a snowstorm to attend the release of his tax commission report on Long Island a few days later.
Welcome the governor of the state of New York, Andrew Cuomo.
The Tax Commission's recommendations were part of a featured presentation by Budget Director Robert Megna at the end-of-the-year cabinet meeting.
A $2 billion tax relief package, $1 billion for property tax relief, $1 billion for business, energy, and estate tax relief.
Cuomo was asked whether he would push early in the 2014 session to achieve campaign finance and other reforms. He said economic issues and tax cutting may at first take precedence.
Obviously, the budget comes first, so you're more emphasis on the economic issues up front. But as usual, I would rather, you know, we'll have fewer, higher priorities that we focus on. But you're up there in the top tier when you're talking about economic development taxes and the Moreland Commission and reform.
Good government groups say there is time for Cuomo and the legislature to work out a reform package very early in January, even before the budget presentation is due in the middle of the month. Karen Scharf with Citizen Action urges the governor to act quickly.
It's now really important that the governor move forward strongly with a set of proposals that the commission recommended, and that the legislative leaders join him in that.
They point out that last year, Cuomo and the legislature agreed to and passed gun control legislation on the very first day of the legislative session, a full week before the budget presentation was even due. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.